All right, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into a magic show that's anything but your typical disappearing act.
Yeah, this is less about pulling rabbits out of hats and more like pulling apart the very fabric of reality.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're unpacking a performance by this this magician, artist, provocateur, I don't even know what to call him, Noel.
He's been described as like, if Banksy and David Blaine had a baby, and that baby was raised on a steady diet of philosophy and physics.
Okay, I'm getting some serious don't try this at home vibes already, and I am here for it. So set the scene for us. Where are we? Who's this Noel character?
So picture this, Las Vegas. The Penn and Teller Theater, which, side note, is already a pretty bold choice for a show like this. And Noel takes the stage with this, well, with this outrageous claim.
Lay it on me.
He says he can win the entire casino with a single piece of art.
Okay, bold move, even for Vegas. But something tells me a deck of cards and a magic wand aren't going to cut it this time.
Oh, absolutely not. This is where things get really interesting. The source material describes it as a fever dream, and honestly, I don't think that's an exaggeration.
Okay, so walk me through this fever dream. What kind of art are we even talking about here?
That's the thing. It's not immediately clear. But throughout the performance, he weaves in all these jabs at Magier supporters, starts throwing around Elon Musk's name like a magic spell.
Wait, hold up. Elon Musk, as in the Tesla and SpaceX Elon Musk.
The one and only. He even compares himself to both Moses and Socrates at one point.
This is wild. But there's got to be some method to this madness, right? It's not just a random chaos.
Exactly. That's what makes Noel so fascinating. Hidden beneath all the outrageousness, there are these threads of subtle commentary, philosophy, even physics. It's like he's challenging the audience to find the meaning amidst the chaos.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but my head's spinning a little. Give me an example. Ground this for me a bit.
Okay, so right off the bat, even before the show starts, Noel and his assistant, Mads, they have this whole encounter in the lobby with a couple decked out in, like, full Maggie gear and QAnon apparel.
Wow. Okay. He's not shying away from controversy, that's for sure.
Not at all. It's like he's setting the tone, right? Telling the audience, this isn't just a magic show, this is a conversation.
And what better place to spark that conversation than in the Lion's Den itself, right? The Penn and Teller Theater.
Exactly. He knows the audience there expects a certain level of, like, intellectual engagement, and he doesn't disappoint. Because once he's actually on stage, it gets even wilder. He brings out these three, and I'm not kidding, massive fish tanks.
Fish tanks. Okay, I did not see that coming. Where are Elon Musk and Socrates in all of this?
Well, each tank represents a different realm of thought, right? So you've got invention, represented by, you guessed it, Elon Musk. Then there's peer-reviewed science, with Neil deGrasse Tyson holding it down. And finally, we delve into the world of theoretical physics, with Mikio Kaku.
Okay, I kind of love this. He's taking these iconic figures and using them as, like, symbols, almost like archetypes, for different ways of understanding the world.
Exactly. It's like he's asking, how do we form these associations? Why do these specific people represent these fields to us? It's brilliant.
And the fish tanks. There's got to be some deeper meaning there, right? I mean, why fish tanks?
Right. He's not just picking random objects here. These tanks, with their contained ecosystems, they become these microcosms for these different modes of thought.
So it's like each tank is a different lens through which we view the world, with its own set of limitations and biases. I'm hooked.
And get this. He doesn't just, like, set up these tanks and call it a day. He actually gets Penn and Teller involved in this whole experiment with, of all things, nickels and dimes.
Nickels and dimes. Okay, now I'm really lost.
Right. It's like he's taking these symbols of chance, of probability, and throwing them into these different realms of thought, almost like he's saying, okay, let's see how your fancy science or your tech innovation handles a little bit of randomness.
I mean, it's kind of genius when you think about it. He's using this really simple, almost absurd experiment to make a point about the limitations of different approaches to knowledge.
Exactly. And the audience is in on it. They see Penn and Teller, these legends, grappling with these seemingly ridiculous tasks. And it creates this, like, palpable tension. It's hilarious and thought-provoking at the same time.
So we've got these fish tanks as metaphors for different ways of seeing the world, this nickel and dime experiment that's messing with our perception of chance and logic. What else does Noel throw at us?
Well, just when you think you're starting to get a handle on things, he drops this bombshell. He starts talking about something called amortality.
Amortality. Okay, that's a new one. Break it down for me.
Right. So he's literally created a new word here, combining AI, as in artificial intelligence, with mortality. And it's not just some throwaway term. He actually claims to offer this immortality to the audience through his website.
Hold on. Is he suggesting that he's found a way to cheat death using AI? Because I'm pretty sure that technology isn't quite there yet.
Yeah, it's definitely open to interpretation. But remember, we're in Vegas, right? The land of illusions, of defying the odds. It's like he's tapping into this very human desire to escape death, to find a way to make ourselves immortal.
And we are seeing hints of that in the real world, right? Mm-hmm. With things like digital avatars, virtual memorials, people trying to preserve their legacies online.
Exactly. So is that a form of immortality? Is that what Noel's getting at? Or is he hinting at something even bigger, something we haven't even grasped yet?
This is getting deep fast. But before we spiral down that rabbit hole too far, let's bring it back to the performance itself. I want to hear more about this God equation he whips out. On a bar napkin, no less.
Right. Classic Noel. But before we get into the equation itself, remember how we were talking about Michio Kaku and his concept of a God equation?
Yeah, that whole quest for a single theory that could explain the entire universe.
Exactly. So, Noel, in true Noel fashion, he takes this grand, lofty idea of a God equation and says, "Hold my beer," and proceeds to sketch out his own version on a bar napkin.
I'm starting to think "hold my beer" should be this guy's official tagline. It's brilliant. But why a bar napkin? Was he just fresh out of sketchbooks?
I think that's the point, right? It's this everyday object, something you'd find in any bar anywhere in the world, and he's elevating it, turning it into this vessel for profound thought.
It's like he's saying, look, you don't need a fancy lab or years of research to ponder the big questions. Sometimes all you need is a napkin and a little imagination. So what did he actually write on this thing? What's Noel's God equation look like? Okay, so we've got this bar napkin, right? And it's supposed to hold the answer to, well, everything. What's on it? Some kind of elegant, mind-blowing equation.
Not exactly. Think more like circles within circles, lines intersecting every which way.
The less Einstein, more abstract art.
Exactly. He's even thrown in a few actual mathematical constants, like the fine structure constant. But it's not an equation you could, like, solve. It's more about the visual impact, the symbolism.
Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down. So what kind of symbols are we talking about? What's the message behind this so-called God equation?
Well, one of the biggest themes that jumps out is duality. Like, he's got everything juxtaposed with nothing, absolute control, versus pure chaos.
Okay, I'm seeing it. That tension between opposites, it's everywhere, right? Like in the universe, but also in our own lives, we're constantly trying to find balance between those extremes.
Right. And he even divides the napkin right down the middle with this line separating these opposing forces. It's super visual. And speaking of duality, remember how he kept referencing both Moses and Socrates?
Yeah. What was that about? Trying to cover all his bases religiously and philosophically.
Well, at one point, he actually projects this quote from Socrates on the back wall of the theater. All that I know is that I know nothing.
Whoa, that's a lot coming from the guy who just whipped out his own God equation on a cocktail napkin.
Right, but that's what's so great about Noel. He's comfortable with contradictions. He's not afraid to embrace the unknown, to admit that maybe we don't have all the answers.
Which honestly is kind of a relief to hear, you know? Mm. In a world that's obsessed with having all the answers, with algorithms and data telling us what to think.
It's almost radical, right? To just say, hey, maybe it's okay to not know everything.
And maybe that's where the real magic happens, when we allow ourselves to be surprised, to be challenged, to sit with uncertainty.
And maybe, just maybe, that's what immortality is all about too.
Whoa, you're blowing my mind here. You think he's tying it all back to that made up word?
Think about it. He's not giving us a definition. He's giving us a starting point.
Like a puzzle to solve.
Yeah.
Or maybe more like a seed to plant. And each person in the audience gets to decide what grows from it.
Exactly. It's about taking that initial spark of an idea and exploring it without needing a definitive answer.
Man, Noel is full of surprises. He's not just a magician, he's a philosopher, a provocateur.
And maybe in a world saturated with information, that's the most magical act of all. To make us think, to make us question, to remind us that there's still so much we don't know.
And that, my friends, is the beauty of a good magic show. It's not about the tricks or the illusions, it's about the sense of wonder it leaves you with. So the next time you find yourself going down an internet rabbit hole, remember Noel. Embrace the unknown, challenge your assumptions, and don't be afraid to scribble your own God equation on whatever's handy. Who knows? You might just unlock a little magic of your own.